Steel pan albums from Trinidad and Tobago began to catch on with U.S. tourists back in the 1960s. This led many bands on the islands to incorporate American pop into their repertoire, and eventually those songs traveled the world on vinyl records. They caught the ears of some German musicians, and now the Bacau Rhythm and Steel Band has just released a new album paying tribute to that steel pan fusion tradition. Reviewer Oliver Wong is really happy about it.
The steel pan fad hit a peak in the United States in the early 70s when an album by the SO Trinidad Steel Band netted a Grammy nomination for Best Ethnic or Traditional Recording. Notably, though, the most enduring song off that album wasn't a traditional Trinidadian standard, but a cover of the Jackson 5. This craze clearly struck a chord with Germany's Bjorn Wagner, who, after living in Trinidad and Tobago, returned to Hamburg and formed the Bacau Rhythm and Steel Band 10 years ago. The band's new album, The Serpent's Mouth, is its second full-length, and parts of it take the steel band cover tradition to delightfully unexpected ends. That's Bacau's steel pan version of Dr. Dre's 1999 hit, Explosive. Now try to stay with me here. Dre's song heavily sampled a 1971 song that itself was a cover of an Isaac Hayes song off the Shaft soundtrack. If nothing else, the Bacau Band's cover of a sample of a cover is a marvelous example of how music travels across time, space, genre, and generation. There are plenty of entertaining Name That Tune moments on The Serpent's Mouth as the band adds its tinny timbre to tracks by Mary J. Blige, Mobb Deep, Gangstar, and perhaps most unexpectedly, Jan Hammer and his Crockett's theme from the Miami Vice TV soundtrack. If the album only comprised cover songs, the conceit could wear thin. But nearly half of the tunes are original compositions, and when the musicians free themselves to play in whatever style they want, equally infectious surprises emerge. Serpent's Mouth walks a tightrope between embracing the steel pan's melodious charm and its kitschy past. If that's the bargain to be struck, it doesn't seem like a bad one. At the very least, it means nearly 50 years later, you can still hear Jackson 5 covers in all their steely glory.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wong, is a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and co-hosts the music podcast Heat Rocks.